We've now dealt with both the pragmatic and the aesthetic function of clothing, that it keeps us modest on the one hand, and it projects an image of modesty on the other, hoping both pragmatically and aesthetically to cultivate an inner sense of subservience to God and a sense of mission. But then we face the question, okay, so now I'm getting dressed in the morning, I need some regulation, I need some procedural rules for how to do this. So halacha number four says, Lefi shematzinu she'amina chashuva b'torah. Since we find that the right side is the more important side in the Torah, linyan avoda, when it comes to service in the temple, linyan bohen yad ubohen regel shel milu'im, and when the kohanim were inaugurated, their big toe, big thumb, I guess you only have one thumb, big finger, your thumb and your big toe.
You have two thumbs.
That's a good point, but they're both roughly the same size. But you pick the right hand and the right foot, v'shel metzora le'inyan mitzvah chalitza, and also when it comes to the purification of the metzora and removing the shoe. In chalitza, you do the right hand side. Lachain, therefore, we come to it. Bilavisha, when it comes to getting dressed, v'chein v'shar dvarim, and with other things, which the Mishnah Berurah says means when you're cleaning yourself, you're washing yourself, having a shower, you should wash your right side first. La'ulam yagdim shal yamin l'shal smol. You should do the right side before the left side. And I'm sure there are mystical readings as to why the right side is more weighty. And for those of you who are lefties, it's quite possible that actually your left is the equivalent of a right-handed person's right. But beyond the mysticism, it seems to me that this is another way to just imbue every aspect of life with a spiritual purpose. The question is asked when it comes to kilayim. Shatnas, why do we have to separate our seed in the field? Why do we have to separate certain animals? Why do we have to separate certain threads in our clothing? And there are, Nachmanides, the Ramban says, because we're not meant to play with nature. We're meant to have a sense of humility before nature. We're not meant to invent species that weren't designed from the start of creation, which of course doesn't work when it comes to shatnas in clothing. When you weave different threads together, you're not creating a new species, you're just putting threads together. When you plow in a field with two animals, you're not creating new species. So what's going on? And the suggestion that Rabbeinu Bachaya gives is that actually not everyone can sit in kollel all day. And this is a way to give people who need to plow and people who need to sow and people who need to just get dressed in the morning, give them a way to have spiritual decision-making all day long. So when you get dressed in the morning, aside from the functions that clothing can have to cultivate our spiritual persona, it's also a way to, when you put the right shoe on or you put your right sleeve on first, you're just doing spiritual service in every action, in every part of the day.